Hello, I'm Jose Rodriguez for Region Nerd Alert at Lakeshore Public Radio, and I'm here with Devin Scott Tunkin, programmer and CFO at Young Horses. Young Horses is known for their critically acclaimed, hilariously clever smash hit, Octodad, where you're an octopus just trying to be a good father. And now Young Horses have been working on their newest game, which is going to be one of the first games to be released on the brand new PlayStation 5. Devin, how are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm doing great.
Are you excited to have your new game on the PlayStation?
Yeah, it's very exciting. We got lucky with Octodad 2, and that was like one of the early games for PS4. And now we're going to be like one of the first games for PlayStation 5, and that's really exciting.
That's awesome. Being a programmer, how was it putting Octodad from like PC to PlayStation to Switch and everything else that it's on?
I mean, it takes a lot of work. A lot of people use pre-made engines that do a lot of that for you. We have like an in-house engine, so we had to do a little more work. But it also helped us, at least for Octodad, because like Unity, which is a game engine, wasn't running on PS4 yet, but we could get our engine running in like a month. Mm. So we were able to like show the game at like kiosks earlier. And that gave us an advantage for Sony wanting to show us off. But I think a lot of the consoles these days are, the architecture and the hardware is all kind of similar. So they're basically just PCs. Yeah. So it's not, like, there's still a lot of work because they have different coding libraries and graphics libraries and whatnot. But a lot of the middleware is the same for physics and sound and whatnot. And so it's work, but it's a lot easier than it used to be.
Okay, and have you personally worked on the PlayStation 5 and like got to hold the controller and see a live system?
I've held the controller. The other programmer, Kevin Geisler, has been heading the PlayStation 5 port, so he's done most of that. But I've held the controller and done a little bit, but They only give us so many dev kits, so.
Right. Oh, right. Yeah, I don't want to step on.
We're not Naughty Dog. We don't get like 200 dev kits.
Right. But I'm sure you can't say like too much about it. But I was reading something that you guys like to use the controller for Octodad and basically putting it from PC to that. But you kind of wanted to use more of it, but didn't get a chance to. For the PlayStation 5, were you able to basically accommodate Bugsnax onto the controller and using it basically to its fullest capabilities?
Yeah, I mean, like, controllers have pretty much been standardized at this point. So there's a lot, like with buttons anyway, so that stuff's all pretty well known. But there's a lot of new features on the PlayStation PS5 controller. And so, like, it has, I think they've said that it has HD, I guess Rumble's copyrighted by Nintendo, but I forget.
Oh, like it's called. Not the haptic feedback, is it? I keep hearing about that. I'm not sure
exactly. You just have a lot more detail in the vibrations, similar to like the Switch, how it added HD Rumble. On PlayStation 5, they're no longer just using like motors. There's like a whole system. So we've been developing. Our sound guy's been doing all the tech for that because a lot of it is similar to sound design.
Yeah, I hear you guys have like the bug sounds coming out of the controller as well.
Yeah. There's a much better speaker on the controller itself. So. I know the one on the PS4 is like a little low bit rate, but this one sounds a lot better, and it's nice to have like little effects happen, especially if like in response to what you directly do on the controller. It's really nice.
Right. So the game itself, you are what you eat. Do you want to just explain for like the listeners what the game is about?
Sure. And in Bugsnax, you're going on an adventure in this island we call Snacktooth Island. And on this island, you find these like half bug, half snack creatures. And they're called Bugsnax. You were invited by this character, we call her Lizbert, mm-hmm. Megafig. A lot of people think she looks like a walrus in the trailer.
I honestly thought she was a walrus.
Yeah, the characters are actually called Grumpuses, and they're kind of like monster Muppet-like things, and they all look a little different. But she is kind of inspired by a walrus, but she's not supposed to be a walrus. But she definitely looks like one. But she's invited you to this island to kind of join her group of ragtag followers as they look for these bug snacks, which no one in the rest of society really realizes exist. So you get to this island, but you find out things aren't really what they seem, and there's a lot of twists, and the island isn't really quite doing as well as you expected. But
right, right. Yeah, speaking of twists, I know there's a lot of talk. Like, I think I've seen, like, this one podcast where it was, like, Bugsnax, it's actually a horror game? And
yeah, there's been a lot of tweets about that. We're kind of keeping it a mystery right now. There's definitely going to be a lot of surprises, and it's not a kid's game, but it's for everyone. But there's a lot of dark twists, nothing too dark, but
okay.
You'll
so
see.
Maybe like Majora's Mask type kid's game, or maybe something like that. Or I know you, I forgot who said it, but you had or someone had an interview where they compared it like to BioShock and Dark Cloud. I was wondering, if you could maybe go in to how those inspirations came about, because I see the Bugsnax trailer and I hear the awesome song and I don't think of like BioShock.
Yeah, I mean, I can't go too into without revealing stuff we're going to talk about in our next trailer, but I think the BioShock one is maybe a little more obvious, because like you're going to like a remote island where like a group that's kind of been ostracized from society, maybe a little bit, have like tried to find their like holy grail of thing, which is, in our case, is Bugsnax, which is a little sillier than, but yeah, so I think similar, I think people can kind of get the idea, like, oh, you're supposed to go to this paradise, but that's, these characters have created away from society, but maybe it's not really paradise.
Right. I think I definitely, what is it, BioShock Infinite, where things take a huge twist, like, it's, everything's not what it seems, sort of, but do you like compare Lisbeth's followers maybe to sort of like the followers of the communities in BioShock a little bit, or if you can say
no, I don't think directly. They're mostly just like a bunch of characters that like have their own reasons for like wanting to find this perfect snack.
Okay,
and they've left their previous lives because for whatever reason they were unsatisfied or felt like they didn't fit in.
Reminds me of like
kind of fulfill something for them.
Right, like a cultish, it sounds like a little bit. I don't know, I always try to spin it like conspiracy horror. Like, but it looks like very cute
game. I'm not going to go into it too deep, but because part of the fun is having some mystery for the players, but there's definitely it's definitely more than what it seems in the trailer.
That's awesome. So it is a first-person point of view, correct?
Yeah, it's a first-person adventure game. So you're mostly using a bunch of different traps that have like little physical interactions to try and catch the bug. And you get new traps and unlock new things to get to different areas.
Yeah, I seen in the trailer, I think there was like a trap tree.
Yeah, there's a thing that looks like a tree. I think maybe what we call like the snap trap, which is like, I think that's the basic trap that you start out with.
Mm. So are you the blue character that's like on the cover, like with the little red nose?
Oh, that's you don't play as Philbo. That's the character at the end of the trailer that gets the weenie hands.
So that is I completely didn't recognize him.
Yeah, the art looks a little bit different, but yeah, that's the same character. That's at the end of the game, and his name's Philbo Fiddlefly. Yeah, he's kind of another character that is kind of goofy. He definitely plays like the dumber role to like Lisbeth, who's the more accomplished leader.
Gotcha.
But we'll be revealing some more about Philbo before launch. But yeah, you don't play as any of the characters in the trailer. You're kind of your own character.
But you don't really see like the, because it's the first person. Awesome. Yeah. And so I'm also read like there's hundreds of Bugsnax, and each one has their own individual name. I know like you guys don't want to reveal too much, but is it all right if I ask you some of the names from the trailer?
I think some of them are keeping under wraps. Well, which ones are you curious about?
I seen, I think it was like a, towards the beginning, it was like a mosquito plum, or it looked like a mosquito with a, like a, like a purple plum, or it might have been a peach.
Yeah, that's a grape. I think we're actually planning to do some like some social media things where we have people guess some of the names, so I'm not going to reveal.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah.
Any of them now, but I can kind of tell you what some of them are. Like the that one is a grape mosquito.
Awesome. And then there's these rib bugs I seen.
Yeah, yeah. Those are a rack of ribs, and they're like a kind of like a centipede.
Yeah, I know. I seen I think my favorite one. I'm not sure if it was in the trailer, but I think it was attached to like the press kit. But like it's like this Mexican food bug. It like had a burrito body.
Yeah.
It looked like a mantis of some sort.
Yeah, but yeah, that one actually is a mantis. It's a good catch on everybody.
Yeah,
it's made out of like Doritos and tacos and some peppers and a burrito. There was a while when we were experimenting with like bugs, like being made up of other bugs and kind of like different like bosses and stuff. But we kind of got rid of most of that and we just made them their own thing. But
gotcha.
During development, we were definitely experimenting with like, oh, maybe this bug will split apart. Maybe this one will turn into like a bunch of little creatures and stuff.
I was gonna say, how did you come up with like there's over 100 in there, like different bugs with the different fruits. Like, is there anything like connecting the bugs to the fruits, like areas, or is it just like, oh, that looks sort of like a
yeah? We have different biomes, like beach and like forest and mountain. So we kind of been trying to be like, okay, like this biome's gonna have like fruity bugs, and this biome's gonna have like ice cream bugs and stuff. We're kind of trying to keep like a balance, so it's not like it's kind of easy, especially to get into like fruit, because like there's like so recognizable as what they are. But we're trying to keep a balance of like different kinds of like fruits, vegetables, meat, and just like more processed snacks and stuff.
Yeah, I was gonna say like there is a lot of like processed like a straight burger walking on its little legs, yeah. And French fries,
yeah, and some cookies and stuff.
The cinnamon bun snail, you said that there's going to be a trailer soon to release a little bit more information. Is there a date?
Yeah, not like
that?
Super soon. No, we haven't announced the date yet, but it will be coming soon. But
awesome,
it'll be at least a month probably. But
and
I don't know the date yet.
I did have like a like some smaller like tinier questions like. Trying to get the intricate details of just the trailer.
Yeah.
But I seen a sign for like Cromdo Mart. I was wondering if that has anything to do with like the town. Like is there like a main village, any sort of explore from the village? Like that's your starting point or.
Yeah, there's definitely a village or like a camp that like the settlers have set up. And that's kind of where some of the influences Dark Cloud are from.
Oh,
but
right.
But like Cromdo Mart is the name is related to one of the like, Grumpus's characters who's named Cromdo. There'll be more about him as well, but
gotcha. Yeah, I've seen also inspiration like Ape Escape, and it did remind me a lot of Ape Escape with like the net and like how you're capturing these like different things sort of. Is there a platformer element to it?
Not like directly, but I mean, being like a first person game that's not really a shooter, there definitely is like there's jumping. I can confirm.
Jumping confirmed. Bugs, thanks.
I don't know if you ever like there's very few instances where like you have to jump to do something, but like there's different like levels of terrain where like different bugs are that you have to get to, and like. Some of the ways to get there involve jumping up rocks and whatnot, but there's not like any complicated platforming or anything. It's
right. Is there anything else would you like to say before we head out?
I think that's like about covers it. It's also coming to Epic Store for PC and Mac. Besides the PlayStation 5.
And just a little more of the no pun intended, the earworm of the Bugsnax theme. I know Octodad had a vinyl out, but do you think, like, in the future we're going to have just, like, a little LP of...
yeah, it's a lot up to Caracaro Benito, but I think they're interested. So nothing has been figured out yet, but we definitely want to see that happen. So right. I would look for that happening, but again, we haven't made any plans yet.
Awesome. Well, I would like to thank you, Devin, for joining me here on Region Nerd Alert. And for all the listeners at home, please check out this game. The PlayStation 5 will be here this holiday season 2020. And Bugsnax will be one of the first games on the PlayStation. So thank you again, Devin.
All right. Thank you.